Hello and welcome to another episode of Happy Without Medicine. It is me, Dr. Yuandi, your host, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking about how focusing on what you have versus focusing on what you don't have can literally determine your level of success and happiness. And so if you're curious to find out why, with some personal examples, stay tuned. And of course, as always, enjoy the episode.
Welcome to Happy Without Medicine, and I'm your host, Dr. Yuandi, a medical doctor, therapist, and a fierce advocate for your happiness. My mission here is simple, to help professional women just like you create a life you're excited to wake up to. It's time to make the happiness you feel on the inside match the success others see on the outside. Let's get started.
So a couple of days ago, I was taking my daughter to school. So our morning routine is that I drop her brother off first at his school, and then I drop her off after at her school. And usually in about that 15 to 20 minute drive, we are doing things like practicing her spelling. If she has a spelling test coming up, we love to play I Spy. We love to play different kinds of card games, but sometimes she will draw or color or ask me questions. But on this particular day, something very interesting happened. For some context, we had just come off a celebration at the church that we attend. We were celebrating 2 years, and so there was food, there was drinks, there was, of course, jollof rice, there was chicken, there was puff puff, you know. We had brought a couple of boxes of donuts. And so when it came time for the kids to get dessert, I told them, because of the size of the donuts, that the two of them would have to share one. And so my son wanted a plain donut. My daughter wanted a chocolate donut. And I was like, between the two of you, you guys have to decide, because like I said, you're only sharing one. I'm not giving you a full donut each. And so my daughter said, you know what? I don't want the donut anymore. And so what ended up happening was my son got a whole donut to himself at the end of the day, a plain donut, and she didn't get any. But she ended up having a really great time. She had fun with her friends. She ate all sorts of different kinds of foods. She took pictures. It was a lovely time and everybody had a lot of fun. So that was on Sunday. And on Monday, when we got to her brother's school, after we dropped him off, she said to me, "Mommy, you know what? I love Mondays so much because three of my favorite things are happening." And she was so excited, so bright, so happy. And I said, "Wait, what are those three things?" And she said, "Number one, we have computers at school. Number two, I'm going swimming. And then number three, it's hot lunch." So it was pizza day that day. And so it's hot lunch. And so I was like, "Oh, that's really exciting. You know, you have three of your favorite things happening. Two of them are happening at school. And then when you come home, it'll be swimming." And so we were having this conversation. And then we enter the car, and about 2 minutes into the ride to her school, I notice that her countenance has changed and she looks sad. And so I'm looking in the rear view mirror and I'm like, "Oh, what's going on?" And she's like, "Nothing." I'm like, "Well, if nothing is going on, why does your face look sad and why does your voice look sad?" And she said, "Well, I'm just sad because yesterday I didn't get to have a donut." And I was like, this is very interesting. And of course, being a mom and being someone who loves to really take every opportunity to teach and to train, I thought that this would be a very good learning opportunity, because it was such a dramatic change between how excited she was thinking about how Monday is the best day ever, and now how sad she looked when she remembered that she didn't actually get a donut the day before. I had to take the time to remind her, "Well, you know, I had offered for you to share with your brother and you decided not to. And remember how much fun you had." And I actually got her to talk about all the things that she did get to eat and all the treats that she did get to have the day before. And I got her to list, you know, what were the things that you did eat? And she said, oh, I had chicken, I had Pepsi, I had jollof rice, I had amala, which is, if you don't know, it's a traditional Nigerian meal, which my daughter is the one person in our house, her and her dad, that will eat anything and everything. She doesn't shy away from especially traditional Nigerian food. She'll try everything. And so she really enjoyed all the food. And I'm like, well, what else did you get to do? Oh, I got to play with my friends and I got to take pictures and I had a really good time. So I really got her to look back on the things that she was able to do and the things that she did eat and the fun that she did have because she had seemed to temporarily forget. The other thing that I did was I said, well, remember how excited you were about it being Monday? Remember the three things that you said that you were really excited about? Hot lunch, pizza day, computers, and then going swimming later. And I said, you can definitely continue to think about the donut that you didn't get yesterday and continue to be sad, or you can choose to think about the fun things that you got to do yesterday and the fun things that you're about to do when you get to school and get back to being happy the way that you were a few moments ago, that the choice is yours. And that was what I said to her, that, you know, I just reminded her and just taught her that it's your choice. It's your choice to continue to think about the one thing that you didn't get, which was the donut, or to think about the things that you did get, which we couldn't even count on. We were running out of fingers by the time we counted everything. And it was just so interesting to me to see how quickly her mood shifted from being excited to sad. And then how, when she thought about it, it took probably about 5 minutes before her voice perked up again and she wanted to play a game again. And she was asking me questions and her voice perked up. But I just thought about even us as adults, how we could be very excited about the way things are going and feel really happy on top of the world. And then all of a sudden it pops into our head something that we don't have or something that we're lacking, whether it's because we are scrolling on social media or maybe we remember something that didn't quite work out, or a disappointment, or all of a sudden we're focusing on what we don't have and that the joy that we were experiencing just a few moments ago now seems like it has disappeared. It's so, so important for us to really be conscious of when our mood shifts and take the time to take a few steps back and ask, why has my mood shifted? I was feeling okay. I was feeling actually quite happy and excited a few moments ago. Why do I feel low? Why do I feel sad? Why do I feel anxious? And many times it's because a thought has come into our head to shift us from focusing on the things that we do have to focusing on the things that we don't. And so I want to just really highlight a couple of things here. The first being that when we are in a state of dissatisfaction, when we are not using gratitude, when we're not practicing gratitude, what happens is that we shift from a place of abundance and excitement and a place of contentedness and happiness to a place of scarcity, to a place where we feel like we are not enough or something is missing or what we have is not enough. Practicing gratitude, and you know that this is something that I really push and really advocate. It can sound like very light or very fluffy, but I'm telling you that if you're able to shift from a place of looking at what you lack to a place of looking at what you have, and not only that, be thankful for the experiences and be thankful for the things that you do have going for you, it can really shift you from operating from a place of scarcity, from a place of lack, from a place of feeling like you're not enough to a place of abundance, a place of excitedness, and a place of positivity instead of a place of negativity. And if you don't practice gratitude already, please, please, please get a journal. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. You don't have to really go on and on. Just three specific things that you are grateful for. So in this case, with my daughter, it might sound like I'm grateful that I get to go on the computers today. I'm grateful that I can go swimming later on today. And I'm grateful that it's hot lunch and I get to have some pizza today. something specific, but it doesn't have to take long. That literally took less than 10 seconds. And so if you're writing, that might take maybe 20 seconds. It really doesn't have to be that hard. The hardest part is actually retraining your mind to go from thinking about the things that you don't have to thinking about the things that you do. The other thing that I really want to pull out of this experience or this encounter with my daughter is that many times when we are living in the past, when we are looking to the past, or maybe when we're anxious about the future, so looking to the future, not with anticipation and excitement, but looking to the future with anxiety, it robs us of the joy. It robs us of the gift of enjoying what we have in the present moment. So when we're looking at the past or the things that the opportunities that we missed or the things that we don't have or the time that has gone by where we haven't accomplished the things that we haven't accomplished, it robs us of being in the present moment where we can appreciate whether it's our health, we can appreciate the growth that we have experienced to date. We can appreciate the blessings that we have in our lives currently. One of my favorite things to do, especially if I haven't seen one of my patients in a while. So for example, one of the patients I saw today is someone I haven't seen probably in about 3 months, but she has been a patient of mine for 2.5 years at this point. So I've seen her go through so many different milestones. And even though for her, she was reconnecting with me because she's, again, about to enter into a new season as it's causing her anxiety. She's one of my patients who catastrophizes, meaning that she thinks about the worst possible scenario. She came in, we had a wonderful conversation. I offered her some strategies and, you know, I'm sure that everything is going to work out fine for her. But the beauty of the work that I do is I'm able to reflect back to her and say, you know what, 2 years ago, remember when this and this and this you didn't have? But now you're telling me that you have these things that you didn't have 2 years ago that you desired 2 years ago. And she was like, yeah, you know what, you're right. So when we are focusing on the things that we don't have, when we aren't present, it really robs us of realizing the growth that we've experienced and the blessings that we currently have in our lives right now. And finally, I really want to offer that if this isn't something that you do already, practicing the art of shifting your perspective. When you notice that you have latched onto a certain idea or you've latched onto a certain train of thought and it's not serving you, it's causing you to feel bad about yourself, it's causing you to beat yourself up, it's causing you to be hard on yourself, it's causing you to no longer appreciate where you are and how far you've come, really practice the art of shifting your perspective. And how you can do this is by asking yourself questions such as, is there a different way of looking at the situation? Is there a different reality that could also be true? What is the proof that I am not doing well? Or what is the proof that I don't have what it takes? Or what is the proof that I'm not as good as I think I am? What is the evidence? So practicing the art of asking yourself powerful questions can really help you shift your perspective. And when you do, usually you're able to come out of that and say, you know what, things actually aren't as bad as I'm making them seem because I'm able to see things from a broader perspective. I'm able to see things from a different perspective. So I've had a couple of patients in my practice who have lost their jobs. One of them was actually already burnt out and getting really tired. So when she lost her job, it wasn't too hard for her to shift her perspective and say, you know what? Yes, it sucks. And yes, my income has been affected, but thankfully I have access to employee assistance which is some income that the Canadian government gives you when you're unemployed. Not the full amount, but up to a certain amount. And she said, you know, thankfully I have some assistance. And thankfully, now I'm able to focus on this business that I've been really trying to grow for so long, but it felt like all my effort was going into this organization, which now has gone through downsizing and restructuring. But even though it sucks, I'm at least getting some income, and now I can focus full time on my business. Another one of my patients, her job loss came at, was not something that she was excited about at all. So it took a little bit of work also to get her to shift her perspective. And similarly, it was, you know what, I've been in this field for 20 plus years, and now it's time for me to really step into roles that I know suit me better. Things that I've always wanted to do, consulting and creating a life that looks more like what I'm excited to wake up to. Now I don't really have to answer to anybody. I can create my own schedule. Yes, it's hard. Yes, it sucks. But I'm choosing to look at things from a different perspective. And so there's a series of questions that I usually will ask my patients when they're in front of me to help them and guide them to perspective shifting. But I have created a free guide for you to have access to some of these questions, and you can get it at bit.ly. So bit.ly/5mindfulminutes. So that's bit.ly/5, spelled out completely, mindful minutes. And you'll get direct access to a PDF document. It's a guide that talks you through 5 of these powerful questions that you can ask yourself. And I've also included some practical examples so that you know when to actually use these questions, and also a page that you can print out or put as your screensaver or your desktop saver. So in those moments when it feels like, okay, I could really use some perspective shifts right now, you can quickly access that guide and look at the questions and say, okay, this is a question that I can ask myself now, and it'll really help me shift my perspective, and it'll really help me take the day that I'm experiencing from one that is feeling really stressful and overwhelming to one where I'm experiencing a little bit more calm. So that's bit.ly/5mindfulminutes, FIVEMINDFUL, minutes with an S. And yeah, feel free to use that guide to help you when it comes to times where you feel like you need to shift your perspective. And so all that to say, I really hope that going forward, and by the way, even though this sounds very simple, it's not always easy to do. That's why people come to professionals like me, or will talk to a beloved, trusted friend, because sometimes we need someone to hold up a mirror to us and help us shift our perspective. But having these questions, like I said, available to you can really, really be helpful. Going forward, I would offer that you focus on the things that you do have versus the things that you don't have, so that you can operate from a place of gratitude. You can operate from a place of abundance. You can operate from a place of joy, and you can work towards having a happier, more successful day, week, month, and years to come. If you enjoyed this episode, as always, be sure to share it with a friend. And until next time, remember that I'm here always advocating for your success and your happiness. Bye.
Thank you for joining me, Dr. Yuan Dei, on the Happy Without Medicine podcast this week. If you enjoyed this episode, I would so appreciate it if you could give it a review on Apple Podcast, because it helps Happy Without Medicine pop up when other women are searching for ways to find their happiness again. And visit happywithoutmedicine.com to view the complete show notes and other resources mentioned in today's episode. I'll catch you next time.